AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, fighting to stay alive in the World Cup.
USA, baby, America. Let's go.
USA versus Iran in the Gulf state of Qatar. So far, so good. U.S. won, Iran nothing after the first half.
For the Americans, it's very simple. Win or go home. From the start, the U.S. squad was clearly the most aggressive. And in the 38th minute, it finally paid off. Christian Pulisic took a header just in front of the Iranian net and put the ball in. Pulisic crashed into Iran's goalkeeper and did require a some medical attention. If the two teams tie, Iran would likely move on. So if the match is even towards the end, we could see the Iranians go into a defensive mode. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And now from Doha to Doma, the Defensive Marriage Act, up for a repeal vote in the Senate later today in favor of the Respect for Marriage Act with federal guarantees of rights to same-sex and interracial marriage.
Today, after months of hard work, after many rounds of bipartisan talks, and after many doubts that we could even reach this point, we are taking the momentous step forward for greater justice for LGBTQ Americans.
That is the Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Also on the lame duck congressional agenda on Capitol Hill, all of a sudden, a presidential call to step in to prevent a railroad industry strike.
There's a lot to do.
With Republicans due to take control of the House in early January, the president brought the bipartisan leadership of Congress together to discuss what the House and Senate will do while the Democrats still hold the majorities in both houses. Mr. Biden said the first order of business should be a measure avoiding a rail strike.
Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it.
Due to a lack of sick leave, workers in four unions rejected a deal approved by labor leaders, which the president now wants lawmakers to implement. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
There's a new development in the most recent of the rash of mass shootings, legal action stemming from the one at a Virginia Walmart store.
Shooting survivor Danya Priolu says in her $50 million lawsuit that Walmart continued to employ the 31-year-old shooter, quote, who had known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. Her legal action alleges that she has experienced PTSD from witnessing the rampage in the break room at the Walmart store in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. There are warnings of dangerous long tornadoes across the mid and deep south into the evening today at highest risk. Historic Vicksburg and Jackson, Mississippi. Mallory White with the State Emergency Management Agency.
We ask people to make sure you have at least 72 hours worth of food and water and have that ready to go at all times.
Checking the financial markets, a red day so far on Wall Street. The Dow down 57 points. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. For Steel.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yeah. I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, November 30th. In Wood County, there is a special meeting notice at 9 a.m. at the courthouse to audit voting machines for the town of Sherry and the village of Millidore. The Wood County clerk will conduct a voting system audit on these units randomly selected by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their public meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the ARPA Workgroup will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse for their regular committee meeting. In sports, the 6-1 Wake Forest Demon Deacons play the 5-1 Wisconsin Badgers tonight. The NCAA men's basketball game kicks off at 8 p.m. at the Kohl Center. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 21. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 24. Lows around 10 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, there was a lot of it made in the last day. Where to start? Well, I'll tell you where we're going to start. The revelation just before we went on the air. The husband of Judge Jennifer Doro of Waukesha, said that it is certain that his wife is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She herself said the other day in an interview, she is quite coy, very coy. She gave some interviews. She said she was thinking about it in the next couple of days. Her husband apparently spilled the beans. Still possible, of course, that she will deny it. I doubt it. I think you can take it to the bank. Brian Doro, her husband, said, quote, it's official, she's in the race. Now, I want to unpack that, what it means. I think that the winner of this race is going to be Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Judge Janet Protasiewicz is a Milwaukee County judge, previously one of the most experienced prosecutors in the state, more than 20 years in Milwaukee County, prosecuting homicides, sexual assaults, the most heinous crimes, very tough, fair prosecutor. But this is a fourth candidate getting in the race, Jennifer Doro. And frankly, I think she's making a mistake. And I'm not about to give her advice. She's a very conservative Republican, very, very conservative. She is going to be identical if she got in to the three Republicans who refused to certify Joe Biden, who've attacked our democracy. She would just be another one. But there's another one in the race just like her. And that one is Dan Kelly. And Dan Kelly is sort of a bombastic personality. He even attacked Brian Hagedorn, another Republican, but who had the guts to certify Joe Biden, the rule that he should be certified. He's a, of all of them up there on the Republican side, he is one that's read the Constitution. But now you're going to have Jennifer Doro and Brian Kelly running, and Kelly has been working at this thing for months, and also the various slime donors, the ones that slimed Mandela Barnes. Well, one of the billionaire slimers has promised him millions of dollars. So she has her work to do. My advice won't be taken is nomination papers get circulated Thursday. They're due beginning of January. She's going from a standing start. Yes, she had that Christmas parade case, signed at random, and all she did was sit there while a guy who represented himself did an offensive job. He's a murderer, an evil person. That's not enough to get her on the Supreme Court. My judgment, she should have waited, let things smooth out. But the issue in this race, and the only issue in this race, is going to be, do we want to keep our democracy or not? In two respects, if she gets on there or Kelly gets on there, they will again vote not to certify any Democrat who wins in 2024, even though we are the most honest poll workers in the country. And the second thing is, they will support gerrymandering. They will support no drop boxes. They will support the legislature picking the electors, not the voters. Judge Janet Protasiewicz is a fighter for our democracy. She will oppose gerrymandering. She will vote to certify whoever wins the race, Democrat or Republican. She would vote to restore drop boxes, in my opinion. I'm not going to speak for her. She can decide. She's probably a little more polite than I am. She may say, well, I'll look at it. But she came out and attacked the decision that got rid of the drop boxes. This is a fight between good and evil, quite frankly. It's a fight between our democracy and the people who would destroy our democracy. And whether it's Jennifer Doro or Dan Kelly, we do not need another destroyer of democracy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi. Thank you. I know this is going to be a great showing. It's the beginning. I'm glad you brought that up right away, because I have to tell you something, Matt. I watched that trial live, and I was so embarrassed by the judge not being able to control her courtroom. The image of what happened with the guy defending himself, it was a circus. And I thought to myself, whoever runs against her, they've got a lot of footage on court TV. And even of all of those judges and lawyers commenting, you know, on this judge. Now, I thought she did okay as a person. She seemed sincere. However, as a judge in the Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, or, you know, in our Supreme Court, we need good justices. We need people that know the law. We need people who have normalcy. We need people that are not goofy in the Trumpster department. We've got so many ridiculous things going on in our country right now. We need normalcy. And I have to tell you something else that I just learned, and I was so pleasantly surprised. Long-term Republicans, they voted for Tony Evers. They split their ticket. They were scared off by those ads. But then I heard that there was a poll, or they were checking out, you know, the pollsters and things like that. The older people, the older women, you know, split their ticket, I guess, more often than the younger women. But that's because they don't have a lot of access or know how to use the Internet and don't have access to other information. They were getting them dirty, rotten ads. I hope Mandela Barnes sues. I wish he would sue. I wish somebody would sue on his behalf or our behalf because of the garbage that was put out there in this election. But anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on, Matt, but thank you so much. And I hope people, if you get any concerns, I don't know this woman, but you know, she needs time to grow and understand, but watch her. I don't think we need that in our court right now at this time in our state. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on.
Yeah, excellent, Gene. Yeah, and Gene's brought up a very interesting point. I want to hit it right now. This is the most important election in the next 2 years before the next presidential election, the most important one. If Janet Protasiewicz wins this, and I think she will, and remember something, the primary is February 21st. The general is April 4. This is coming up right after Christmas, basically. If she wins, there will then be four people on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who stand for our democracy. They stand against gerrymandering. If she doesn't win, and either Dan Kelly or this Jennifer Doro win, you're going to have what you had before. And then it's up to Brian Hagedorn occasionally to do the right thing. We can't have this. And this is a fight between defenders of democracy and destroyers of democracy. And I'm not overstating it. Three of them last time voted not to certify Joe Biden, who won the election. Now, let me put this out. What Gene just introduced is something that I hadn't introduced because I want to concentrate on the fight over our democracy. But it is true. If you looked at the video, this was a case in which an evil person tries to defend himself. And it was clear he was going to be convicted the first day of trial. But Joyce Garbasiak, who is an anchor on Channel 12, interviewed her yesterday. And she said, this is what Joyce Garbasiak, the anchor, said, I've got to read you one of the comments on the emails. And it said, most judges, and this is a sexist remark, but most male judges wouldn't have put up with 10% of the crap you put up with. And basically she said, can't you control your courtroom? And I looked at it. I've tried cases for 41 years. And when you're a judge, you have a lot of power. You want to have a good demeanor. This person is evil. He has a right to defend himself, but he doesn't have a right to insult the judge. And she got in these arguments with him where she'd say, sir, you're the one that's providing the drama. And he'd say, no, you're providing the drama. And she'd say, no, I'm not providing the drama. What the heck is this? What the heck is this? The guy's an evil guy who killed a bunch of people, and he's mouthing off. And the book on that one is, and she finally did do it, is you have an ultimate courtroom that he can be seen on video by the jury, and he can see the proceedings, but he can't be heard if he's silenced. She silences him. The minute he mouths off to the judge, he's toast. He's in there. He's in the tank. It's consistent with due process. He can see the proceedings. They can see him. You can't hear him. You don't sit there and go into like a middle school thing. Well, no, you created the drama. And I created the drama. I don't want that on the Supreme Court. That's right, Gene. But far more important than that is she would vote to destroy our democracy. So would Dan Kelly. And Janet Protasiewicz is our champion. That is the difference. So thanks a lot for calling in.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I go to the callers, I want to respond further to Mark from the SAC. He raised a good point. And that is that even though Brian Hagedorn voted, I think, courageously to certify Trump and a couple of other things having to do with the election on the gerrymandering part of it. And quite frankly, though, Mark, that was the U.S. Supreme Court that stabbed us on that one. It wasn't Brian Hagedorn. What you're saying is that when it came back to Brian Hagedorn, could have continued to fight him a little more. Yeah, maybe, but I don't want to get into that and lose sight of the main issue. The main issue is we have a chance to replace one of the three justices who voted not to certify Joe Biden, who voted on the drop boxes badly, and who voted to destroy our democracy. And we can put somebody in who is a defender of our democracy, which is Judge Janet Protasiewicz. And all that's happened now is this Jennifer Doro is sniffing around. And Dan Kelly's been out sniffing like a dog on a log. You ever see a dog on a log in the forest? They're sniffing for chipmunks and whatever they sniff for. And that's what the guy's doing, sniffing for votes. Okay, it's a democracy. You don't want him, bombastic personality. Attack Brian Hagedorn. You attack Brian Hagedorn, certifying Joe Biden. We don't want him. We don't want Jennifer Doro either. But what's liable to happen when you have four candidates, because there is another candidate, the Honorable Reverend Mitchell from the Madison area, the Honorable Reverend Mitchell, is in it. You know, you're not going to elect in through the primary both Doro and Kelly. Frankly, it'd be nice to elect Janet Protasiewicz and Mitchell. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Janet Protasiewicz is going to get through. And the question is, these Slimers will come in from out of state, put a lot of money in. Right now, they're putting it behind they're putting on Dan Kelly. And so Jennifer Doro's rolling the bones. Maybe she doesn't care. She's young. She loses, so what? But you're going to have two election destroyers against an election defender like Janet Protasiewicz. Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, we call her Janet for Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, by far the most experienced judge and prosecutor of anybody who's in this race, anybody. One of the lines, Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Andrew of Detroit.
Hey, Professor. I watched parts of that trial, and I did watch the end when she read her verdict. Before she read her verdict, she was talking about the way she allowed him at times to go whack job. And I think her biggest concern, and this might be because she was a woman judge, I'll give her that, she was afraid of anything that his lawyers could bring up about an unfair trial in the Court of Appeals. So I think I understand why she let him go on at times to make it look like he was getting the most fair trial he could get. But as far as that woman, that whack job MAGA woman on the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin, oh, hell no. So everybody's got to get out to vote. Democrats need to concentrate on the poor and low-income people who think they've been forgotten by both parties. The Democrats have to show they are going to support the poor and low income now and in the future to get those people registered and voting. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andrew, for calling in. But let me say this. I honestly don't think this has anything to do with gender at all. Janet Protasiewicz is a woman. She's fair and firm as a tough prosecutor. When she's in a trial and somebody does something like that, he'll get to say his piece initially, and then he's going to be put off in the sound chamber, which is that what due process permits and requires. And she is as firm and as tough as anybody who could run for the Supreme Court. So I don't think this business of, oh, we want to bend over backwards to a guy who killed, what, 6-8 people, and then he wounded another 60 of them or something. Killed a little kid, an 8-year-old who was a little leaguer, ran to the dancing grannies, he's mouthing off. I mean, what you do is you let him say his initial objection, and then when he starts insulting her, and she doesn't say to him, you're the one creating the drama, and he goes, no, you're the one creating the drama. No, I'm not. You're the one. What the heck is this? Janet Protasiewicz wouldn't do that. First time the guy does his stuff, you say, sir, you should say, sir, you've made your point. Thank you. And he goes. And he goes into the sound chamber. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. This is not gender at all. And Janet Protasiewicz is going to be a great, great Supreme Court justice, quite frankly, one of the best. Dan Kelly's out of the question. The guy is a bombastic, you know, clown. The Slimers are behind him. They're going to put millions of dollars into slime people. Anytime you see an ad for Dan Kelly, you know the Slimers are behind it. People, these are the same people who slime Mandela Barnes, by the way. And then, you know, Jennifer Doro, she'll come on the scene, you know, like little Bo Peep. She's going to come on and say, well, I stood up to what? This guy had 30 chefs, sheriffs around, and I let him insult me about being a drama type. And, you know, come on. Look, okay, she's in the Waukesha court. God bless her, stay in the Waukesha court. She's right wing. She's a Republican from Waukesha County, one of the most conservative counties in the state. She is not going to support our democracy. You must understand that the Wisconsin Supreme Court and Evers' vetoes are the only thing standing between us and losing our democracy. And right now they're fighting for a veto-proof majority because they have it in the Senate if they get another Republican in Alberta Darling seat. And there's two seats away in the assembly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is our goalie. When the bad guys are shooting at that goal, and their goal is to deprive us of our democracy and not certify the winners of elections and letting the state legislature, which is gerrymandered, pick the electoral college, you know, and that's what you have in more gerrymandering for every 10 years. You got more gerrymandering and guys on the DNR and the tech board who are Republicans still because they won't get off. All we got is a Supreme Court. You cannot have Jennifer Doro and Dan Kelly on that Supreme Court. You simply cannot. Go to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are live, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hartle Monuments is honored to salute the men and women who continue to protect our precious freedoms. Hartle Monuments prides themselves in their veteran and civic memorials. Should you have a concept in mind or just need some guidance in finding the right memorial, Hartle Monuments will gently assist. From concept to creation to installation. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer.
Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin DOT will be holding a public involvement meeting to discuss options for a project from Poplar Street to the Wisconsin 73, Wisconsin 80, Wood County A intersection in Pittsville. DOT officials will discuss roundabout versus all-way stop options during the meeting on Wednesday, November 30th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Pittsville Community Center. The public is invited to attend and ask questions regarding the project. The Village of Plover is joining with the Town of Plover to start its own Visitors Bureau. They are withdrawing from the Stevens Point organization to focus on promoting developments and happenings in their neighborhoods. This will allow them to better advocate for the people who live in these areas, but will also benefit the surrounding communities as well. Officials have not decided if they will need a new visitor center yet or not, but they will likely hire more employees to make their vision a reality. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. Lows around 21. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 24. Lows around 10 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Roosevelt. Well, back in 2018, factions of the Proud Boys and such and Trump-type people got a group all whipped into a frenzy, according to this article. I just want to know where this judge is and where he's been the last few years. There was a situation that went on, a riot, and the judge sentenced them to 4 years in prison for this situation. And he said in the sentencing, I know enough about history to know what happened in Europe in the 30s when political street brawls were allowed to turn into, you know, what they turned into and not check them. Where was this guy when these people, some of these people that were involved in January 6th are getting off with a slap on the wrist? And obviously this guy putting the beat down on some of the Proud Boys back then didn't even seem to intimidate some of these people, but he came down with 4-year convictions, and I never even heard of this. And this was back in 2018 when it happened.
Right. No, I remember it. Here's the background. The Metropolitan Club would be considered a liberal Republican club. In other words, like a Nelson Rockefeller type thing, or, you know, even George H.W. Bush was sort of seen that way. That's the way they were looked at. Now, you know, Henry Cabot Lodge, that kind of thing. Right after Trump was elected, a year or two later, they did have some Proud Boys there. The Proud Boys themselves were attacked by demonstrators. Then they fought. The Proud Boys were arrested. And I didn't know the exact sentence, but I know they got a sentence. The truth of the matter is that violence has now permeated our politics so far, largely in speech, but not exclusively in speech. January 6th is an example. But it goes back really to Trump said that Hillary Clinton, the Second Amendment people, quote unquote, should take care of her, end quote. Her bodyguard should be disarmed. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, before she's elected to Congress, advocating the assassination of Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. For the life of me, I don't know why she wasn't elected. Why she was elected, but why she wasn't prosecuted. You can't threaten violence against a public official like that. You're Paul Gosar of Arizona, who put out a video about killing Ocasio-Cortez and attacking Joe Biden, and nothing happened to him. Why? I know he's a member of Congress. I know he's a member of Congress. But the First Amendment doesn't protect your threatening to kill the President of the United States or a member of Congress. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And this has gotten much, much more difficult. You had Trump at all these rallies going about protests. Beat the hell out of him. I'll pay your attorney's fees. Remember that? Beat the hell out of him. Katie Tour, a TV anchor, had to be escorted to her car because people were surging to get her. Because Trump pointed her out and said, look at her, Katie Tour, she's no good. She's one of the media. They are playing with violence. And the last time this happened in our politics was the Civil War. And there was violence, even in the Congress. A congressman beat a senator almost to death, Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, an abolitionist, sitting at his desk in the Senate. And the congressman from South Carolina didn't like what he said about slavery, came up with a lead-weighted cane and almost killed him. So this has got to stop. But it has to stop by people in both parties saying that this is wrong. And right now, the only people in the Republican Party saying it's wrong are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Where's Kevin McCarthy? Where's Moscow Mitch? Where's Ron Johnson? Where's any of these guys? They're bad news. That's it. So, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. That Proud Boys incident at the Metropolitan Club when Trump was first elected president did result in a sentence, but everybody forgets about it now. So thanks for calling, Dick. Okay, I want to point out what I think is good news, but it is very, very dicey right now. Georgia, we are hanging on. One more Senate seat in Georgia, and here's what's going on. Early voting, about 250,000 people have voted. It's 130% higher turnout than the previous record, which is October 25th, 2000. 100% more. Give you an example of a couple of days. Just a couple of days the other week, 86,937 people voted early. Comparable time period. And the previous record, 37,785 people. Intense interest down there. Republicans have done all they could to voter repress. Let me tell you one of the sneaky things they did that blows me away. This blows me away. In Georgia, there's a law that says you can't vote if you haven't been registered 30 days or more in advance. So they deliberately set the special election, the runoff, December 6th, 28 days after the other one. Usually it would be 6 weeks. So they can't register any new voters for the runoff. Even somebody coming to the state, even somebody moves to the state, can't do it. The second thing they did is they tried to get rid of Saturday voting. Because this, you're not going to believe this. There is a law in Georgia that says you can't have a voting period for in-person absentee voting if it's within 2 days of a holiday. Now, when I think of holiday, I think of Christmas. I think of Thanksgiving. The holiday was Robert E. Lee Day. Honest to Pete, Robert E. Lee Day. The traitor who led the Confederate armies. And the Saturday was within 2 days of that. They weren't going to let voting. That went up. The judges finally ordered voting. They finally ordered some voting. Okay, what else is going on down there? Donald Trump, who just announced for president, realizes how toxic he is. So he has announced he's not going into the state of Georgia. He's not going to place a venomous footprint in the state of Georgia between now and the election. The election's a week from now. A week from today, next Tuesday, the 6th. Donald Trump is going to make himself scarce. No more rallies, because he knows that every time he goes in, Herschel Walker loses votes. And there's plenty of reason for Herschel Walker to lose votes on his own, believe me. But Donald Trump won't go in. The final thing is there was a poll. There was a poll just taken last week. Good poll. A dead heat. 50% Raphael Warnock, 50% Herschel Walker. And then it was like 10 days before the election. But it has a 3.1% margin of error. That means Raphael could be at 53, Herschel Walker could be at 47, or vice versa. As I said, 250,000 people have already voted early. But the telling thing to me is independents are for Raphael Warnock 52-48. That tells me that the margin of error saves Warnock in that poll. But stand by if there's anything you can do. You got any relatives down in Georgia? You get a solicitation and send them $10. Do whatever you can. That extra seat would take Cinnamon Manchin, one of them, out of the equation if Schumer needed to get something done. Very, very important. Very, very important. So we're standing by. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I know you talked about it a little bit earlier, but Judge in Waukesha jumping into the Supreme Court race, that pretty much, well, it's supposed to be nonpartisan, but it is. You know, that's just the way it is. This means Kelly will probably be defeated, right? I mean, and it will come down to, I just want your thoughts on that. That this, she was the one that presided over the trial there for the parade, and I'm trying to think of how to ask this question. Is that going to really tip the race upside down? Because it's a very, very important race. So with that, I'll let you go, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. And let me tell you a few other things. The Republican Party is split. Alex Walker, Scott Walker's son, is managing the campaign of Dan Kelly. And the Illinois billionaire, Eline or Uline, has pledged millions of dollars to Kelly. And there'll be plenty of slime ads because that's their M.O. And so that's what's going to happen. She's going to jump in. She is as more right-wing than Kelly. And all Kelly or she would do if they were to win, which they won't, would be to just replace another election denier. We don't want election deniers on the Supreme Court. Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, is a strong defender of our democracy. She has far more judicial and prosecutorial experience than either Doro or Kelly. Janet Protasiewicz was a prosecutor for more than 20 years. Doro was a criminal defense lawyer. She defended criminals. Then she gets in this trial with this guy who's defending himself and gets in an argument, like in middle school. You're the drama queen. No, you're the drama. And I'm not kidding. You go look at the tape. You're the drama. No, you're the drama. Judges don't do that. That's not judicial demeanor. We don't want her on the Supreme Court. But more importantly, that pales in comparison. That's peanuts compared to how she'd vote if a Democrat wins in 2024. Last time, three Republicans wouldn't vote for the Democrat who won. She's a Republican. She's a Republican. She went to one of the most conservative law schools in the country, Regent Law School. Look it up. She is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. So is Kelly. And if you put either one of them on the Supreme Court, you're going to get more of the same. You get gerrymandering. You're going to get people attacking elections, the same stuff. That is the issue, not the fact that she's fairly inexperienced relative to Janet Protasiewicz, and also that, you know, here she has a guy who's defending himself, and she has 30 sheriff's deputies, and she argues with the guy. Doesn't have to argue with the guy. Somebody called and said, oh, she probably did it to show she was fair. No, no, no. You don't show you're fair by doing that. You show you're fair by being firm and applying the law and say, okay, you want to defend yourself? Go ahead. You have an objection? Fine. But then if you're going to give a big speech and insult the judge, you go in the sound chamber. You know, I mean, that's not a difficult thing. Most judges would have done it differently. But again, Paul, it is not the issue of that she had this case or that case. They get assigned at random. So what? What is at issue is it's a 10-year term. 10 years. And if she or Kelly gets on, they'll stick the knife in us for 10 years in our democracy. We absolutely need Judge Janet. And I think it's as simple as that. And she's tough, fair, and firm. And she runs rings around everybody in experience. Rings around them. She was a prosecutor for more than 20 years. Goro's a criminal defense lawyer for a brief period of time. Dan Kelly, what has he ever done? He was appointed to the Supreme Court and lost. And now Alex Walker, Scott Walker's son, is managing Kelly's campaign. The Republican Party is going to be split. This Uline guy, billionaire from Illinois, is going to pump money into Dan Kelly. Alex Walker is going to do his usual machinations. And then Doro's going to be out there. And do not be fooled if she said, oh, I will vote to certify whoever wins. You know, assuming it's a fair election, that kind of thing. These are all weasel things. These are all weasel things. The only one who will apply our democracy is Janet Protasiewicz when you compare her to these two characters. So, Paul, no, the fact that she had one case is great. People want experience. They want judgment. They want a sense of responsibility. More to the point, you believe in our democracy. Will you stand tall? Will you make sure that the legislature doesn't pick our electors? Will you stand for our democracy? Janet Protasiewicz will. Doro will not. Kelly will not. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hello?
I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Ukraine, the Ukrainians are facing a very dark, cold winter. The Republicans, let's leave the Republicans out of it right now. They're split on that issue, on Ukraine. The Russians are committing genocide. Pope Francis said that it's a Stalinist genocide. He was referring to Stalin's killing 20 million people, including millions in Ukraine. Hitler killed millions in Ukraine. What they're doing now is, because they're getting beaten on the ground, they're simply, from Russia, launching cruise missiles and other missiles to hit power plants, grids, water supplies, hospitals. And they are going to bomb the entire country if we let them. And it's really time that we do something a little different. And I'm going to propose a couple of things. One of them is, the United States right now is considering sending to Ukraine 100-mile missiles, missiles that go 100 miles. Right now, we're giving them HIMARS. They go anywhere from 35 to 50 miles. These 100-mile missiles are called GLSBDs, and it's a ground-launched, small-diameter missile. I think we got to stop talking about it and get it to them right away, because it takes a while to train them. It takes a couple of months to train them. We haven't given them the 185-mile missiles. I think that's a mistake. Biden's afraid that they'll launch them into Russia. They can be told not to do that. The minute they do it, they launch it into something that would start a war, then we'll shut them off. But you should be able to hit the launch sites of the missiles that are hitting your grid. So if Russia has missiles 30 miles into Russia and is destroying the grid so that people will either freeze or surrender, you've got to hit those. The Russians are afraid of us. They're very afraid of us. In the Black Sea, now remember, take a look at a map of the Black Sea. It can be entered through the Mediterranean, through the Bosphorus, the Dardanelles, the Turks, who are quite frankly untrustworthy, even though they're in NATO, control access to the Dardanelles, access to the straits that lead into the Black Sea. Russians are sending a ship in with cruise missiles. We've got to give the Ukrainians the missiles with the range to take out that ship. We've got to give the Ukrainians missiles with the range to take out the Russian fleet in Crimea, which they stole from Ukraine. Putin is becoming desperate. There are more and more, actually, quite a few reports coming out that he is afraid of assassination because people around him are getting restive about what he's been doing. Something happened the other day that blew me away, and this kind of is emblematic of what he's up to. In Belarus, the strong man is a guy named Alexander Lukashenko. He sucks up to Putin. He's Putin's puppy dog, a rather large puppy dog. He's extremely, probably weighs 400-pound puppy dog. He's a very bad guy, vicious guy, murderous dog. And he had a foreign minister named Vladimir Mikhai. Vladimir Mikhai, a blessed memory, because Vladimir Mikhai the other day, 61 or 2 years old, very healthy, suddenly keels over. The word was that he was poisoned. Putin denied it, said he just died of natural causes. No autopsy, nobody knows what they were. Lukashenko, terrified, sucking up to Putin, thinking he's next. Putin is dissatisfied with Belarus because Belarus won't join the war effort with him. Alexander Lukashenko said, well, McKay just apparently was unhealthy. He just didn't look unhealthy. And I go, if I'm the journalist, I go, okay. I said, but Mr. Lukashenko, you just fired your own cooks, servants, and guards and put them in with others because you're afraid you'll be poisoned. Well, that's not true. I got rid of my cooks, my servants, and my guards because it was time for rotation. That's it. It's time for rotation. These people are so transparent, so disgusting. They disgust me. I find them grotesque. I don't even like to have to talk about them. But good people in Ukraine are getting genocided. You know, there was a thing called the Budapest Accords. No one remembers it. Ukraine had nuclear weapons. This is 20-some-odd years ago. And Russia, that was when they were basically civilized. I was in Russia, I told you, in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997, given a bunch of talks to Russian prosecutors and lawyers under the Justice Department sponsorship. So everybody goes, we don't think Ukraine should have nuclear weapons because, you know, and so we signed a deal with them. And Russia did too. Russia and the United States guarantee their borders and they give up their nukes. They give up their nukes. Russia gets Putin. He invades and genocides them. And you know something? We didn't do anything. Obama didn't do anything when they went into Crimea. Trump didn't do anything. Biden's doing something. What about the Budapest Accords? What I would have said right from the beginning to Rush when he did that, Jack, you signed the Budapest Accords. I signed the Budapest Accords. And guess what? We're going to enforce the Budapest Accords, and you are going to stay out of Ukraine. And there wouldn't have, you know, come on, make it a no-fly zone. So right now, it's a genocide. NATO should not be permitting a genocide in a European country right next to them simply because they applied to join NATO. That's not right. That's not moral. They are using rape, including rape of children, as a tactic to demoralize the population. They are destroying grids so people will freeze. It's a lot colder over there than Milwaukee, I'll tell you that, or Madison, or anywhere else. Anywhere else. It's below zero there right now. Why should we permit this? Why should we not simply say, okay, now there's a no-fly zone, no more missiles, no more. You guys are a basket case. They won't say this. I would say it. You're a worthless civilization. You're 145 million people squatting on 11 time zones of gas and oil. You don't deserve to exist. You haven't produced anything of value in 100 years other than genocide, fraud, and sadism. That's what I would say. But I'm not the Secretary of State because that would probably be a bad idea. But that's what we're all thinking right now about these people. And I didn't think that when I was there in 1997. Some very fine people there. I assume they're all protesters and in jail. I don't know. Well, it's been a great show. Great call-ins as always. Great topics. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. A lot more to talk about. Didn't even get to quarter of the topics that we should have talked about today. Signing off for today.
Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.